Hey, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Vittorio. We're talking about identity. We've got an Azure website talking to our own custom Active Directory that's up in Windows Azure Active Directory. We've authenticated against it as if it were an intranet application running on localhost. We put it up into Azure. What additional stuff can we pull out of the directory? Because authenticating is one thing.
Yep.
But fetching profile data is a different thing.
Absolutely. So the idea is that if you'd be actually writing an application against your on-prem directory, then you would be using the old venerable LDAP protocol, which is kind of, it requires you to have an LDAP stack because it's a pretty rich protocol.
Right.
And also, it's completely based on username and password. So in a world where delegation is everything, it's kind of difficult to use. So when we reimagined Active Directory in a query, we created Windows Azure Active Directory. We also changed the way in which you can query your directory. And we devised this new way of doing so, which we call the Graph API, which is a REST service and a data service, which happens to be secured by the directory in itself. It uses auth, so it has all these like delegation capabilities.
Okay.
So in the web application template that we have seen earlier, let's just see it run again. We have the authentication part that we have seen earlier. And then we have one little piece of code which shows you how you can obtain a token for calling the graph, and then shows you just a very easy way of doing the call.
Okay, so we'll log into our application with our buddy Gino.
Yes.
And then at the top of the screen, it'll go and just show the email that we authenticated with. But we want to go find out more about Gino, maybe get his name and his, you know, his other information about him. Anything really that the directory has, I assume.
Exactly. And in fact, here, let me just place a breakpoint here.
All right.
Here we are in like the home controller.
Okay.
And if I click on this guy, then what happens is that I need to first obtain a token for calling the Graph API. So that means I have to go through a flow for authenticating with a directory and getting a token.
Mm-hmm.
And in this specific case, I'll do it as the application in itself. When I created the entry of the application, I got assigned a key. And then this key is what is used by my app to be authenticated by the directory.
Okay.
So in this specific flow, there is no connection between the user, which is signed in the app, with the identity that the application uses for calling the graph. The application has its own identity. There are other flows, a bit more complicated, in which you can actually give delegated access to the app to access the graph as the user.
I see. So you're saying that there's actually different layers of security within the app itself. Like, what is the app anonymously allowed to do? What is the app when Gino is logged in or someone with different access than Gino has?
Yep.
So what we're doing here doesn't actually require Gino's access.
Exactly. Like this is we gifted to the application in itself read writes to the directory.
Mm-hmm.
And you might instead go through flows in which the application obtains a token, an OAuth token, which is different from the sign-in token, and then uses it for getting to the backend. And the way in which we are doing this here is through a library, which we call ADAL, the Active Directory Authentication Library.
ADAL, okay.
It's a library that you find in NuGet, and it allows you to obtain a token without really understanding any of those underpinnings, like protocols
that.
And similar. And we tried really hard to do something completely different from what we did with WCF. In WCF, we took entities and artifacts from the protocol, and we offered them in the CLR. And then in order to use it, you had to know the protocol. Let's say that we just had types and messages and similar, but you had to be cognizant of how the protocol works. With ADAL, we took a completely different approach. We have this single primitive, which is the acquire token. We have multiple overloads, which expects parameters, like you tell us what you know about your problem. So in this specific case, what we know is the credentials of the application in itself. So there is an overload which accepts those two, and then this thing goes ahead and uses whatever protocol it deems necessary and gives you back a token.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens here is that we initialize this authentication context, which is simply let me step through it, which is simply a representation of your directory here in your code.
Okay.
Like this represents your directory. And then...
That's the kind of the handle to my directory.
That is exactly right. And then we create an instance of this client credential, which has the identifier of your app and the key.
Where the client is me, the app.
Exactly.
Not me, Gino, the logged in user.
Precisely.
Okay.
Like it's like the requester of a token, which is the app. And then at this point, we call this acquire token, and we pass the resource that we want to talk to, which is the graph, and then the credential that we want to use.
I want to acquire a token to this resource using this credential.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if we would have used a different flow, like the delegated flow, the parameters would be different, but the concept would be the same. It would still be acquire token. And then at this point, once we run this, we get back a token. If you look into this assertion credential, there's lots of things, but the most important one is this access token, which is what we needed to attach. And then here we do very simply, we just create an HTTP client, we create an authorization header which contains this access token, and then we just do a get of our request URL.
I see. So this is where it gets it goes from the philosophical to the very physical. At this moment, you're going to create an HTTP header, a header value. There's your request URL.
Which is like a classic REST. Like, as you can see, I have, I'm calling the graph, I am on this tenant, and here I have users, and I want more information about these specific users.
Right. None of these things are, secret type things that belong, they're in a URL.
Yep.
They describe a resource, but then the secrets are in the auth URL. This is under SSL.
Yes.
And then we build the actual RESTful message, the HTTP envelope at this point.
Yep. And we just basically do a get of that resource. We attach our token, which proves that we have a right of querying it. And that's it.
Okay.
We get back our JSON. Since this is data, you can do all sorts of things. So you can say, I want XML, I want JSON. Or you can do all the usual things that you can
sort
do with data.
And filter it.
And here, we just back our response string, which is just a very simple piece of JSON. And in our model, we have this user profile, which is just a very simple view in which we just have a piece of info. And that's it.
And then you just use JSON.NET to deserialize it, and
you know
about Gino.
Exactly.
So if there were other things like Gino, like if he had a picture from his badge, and that was in the directory, I'd get that back as a blob within the JSON?
Absolutely. And in fact, one good way of getting a feeling of how to play with a Graph API is to use this utility, which is a little sample website. It's graphexplorer.cloudapp.net, which is something you can use for playing with a graph. So, for example, here you have this field which represents your resource. And here you can write the URL that you want, the URL of the resource that you want.
Right.
You hit get, and then you just see it. So at the root, here I just get the list of all the possible entities.
My first question was, well, I don't know what to put there.
Yeah,
but with a RESTful URL, a RESTful system, here are the things that you can do.
Yep.
So we could explore users then.
Like, for example, you get into users, and then here you see how the user look like in the graph.
I see. So now I know I can ask for job titles and telephone numbers.
Yep.
And
since it's a graph, you can do things like report, like you can select the specific user and you can say direct reports or groups. So you can crawl through the structure and you can do it from any place that has an HTTP stack. So it's very, very straightforward.
So I could make calls like this from other devices and things like that.
Yep.
Very cool. We're learning all sorts of great stuff about identity and Windows Azure Active Directory with Vittorio here on Azure Friday. Thank you.